bring it under their absolute control in a time span of barely 53 years. The basic question that Polybius posed, how and why were the Romans so successful in their conquest of the Mediterranean, is one that has continued to fascinate generation after generation, and to provoke lively debate from Polybius' time up until today. This fundamental riddle was, in fact, so compelling to Polybius that he devoted much of his life to writing a 40-volume history of Rome, in which he meticulously described Rome's expansion across the Mediterranean, and offered his own analysis of what he thought was the principal reason that explained Rome's spectacular success. Later in this lecture, I'll identify what he believed to be the key factor in Rome's triumph. But first, let's look at Polybius and his time in a bit more detail. The first thing to note about Polybius is that despite his obsession with Rome, he himself was not a Roman. He was a Greek from the region of Achaia, and in his own lifetime, Roman legions had rampaged throughout the Greek world, subjugating one state after another, including his own. Polybius was thus a direct victim of Roman imperialism, and he actually spent 16 years in Rome as a kind of hostage for his country. On the other hand, while in Rome, Polybius ended up ingratiating himself with perhaps the most powerful Roman family of the day, and he became a friend, confidant, and mentor to the son of one of Rome's most prominent generals, who himself also became a leading general. Polybius accompanied these Roman warlords on various campaigns in Africa and Spain, and eventually served them in a political role as a sort of liaison official between Greeks and Romans. These experiences granted him an insider's view into the very highest levels of society and power at Rome. When it came to his role as a writer and a recorder of events, his experiences gave him a unique dual outlook on Roman history. He was a Greek, a foreigner, but one who was intimately familiar with Roman society. He suffered and witnessed the effects of Roman imperialism from the perspective of its victims, but he also collaborated with the Romans and took part in Roman conquests from within Rome's innermost circles. Therefore, when assessing Roman imperialism, he was both a true outsider and the ultimate insider. Polybius was born around 200 BC in the city of Megalopolis. His family was well-to-do, his father was a prominent local politician. Over a century earlier, the conquests of the brilliant Macedonian general Alexander the Great had spread Greek culture throughout the eastern Mediterranean and deep into the Near East. Although Alexander's empire had fragmented upon his death into numerous, perpetually warring little kingdoms, the preeminent culture that had been adopted by the ruling classes across all of them, stretching from Egypt to Mesopotamia, was Greek. This cultural dominance no doubt endowed some Greeks with a smug sense of superiority. After all, were they not the creators of such cultural achievements as the architectural perfection of the Parthenon, the sculpted beauty of the Doryphorus, the plays of Sophocles, and the philosophy of Plato? This was the Hellenistic world, in which the erudition and ingenuity of Greek culture, coupled with the ruthlessness of the Macedonian military machine, seemed to be an unbeatable combination. The Hellenistic cities and empires of the Eastern Mediterranean were wealthy, prosperous, sophisticated, and self-satisfied. And then came the great shock. Onto this complacent scene burst the Romans, who swept in from the Western Mediterranean and in little more than a generation toppled all the mighty Hellenistic kingdoms. To many Greeks, the Romans would have seen...